Media Station Podcast. So I can't stress enough on the fact that all of us miss going out, and we miss our travel and the commute time we got. We also miss going to that chai tapri or the small breakfast place for a cup of coffee at the station to kick in some energy for the rest of the travel. So one such place that brings back early morning coffee memories is Andheri Station in Mumbai City. Surrounded by eateries, a bus depot, and bustling as ever, and yes, lots of stores, this station has a special place in every Mumbaikar's heart. Agla Station, Andheri. Puril Station, Andheri. Andheri Station is like the meeting point for friends before boarding, you know, the Western or Harbour Line train. Yeah, I mean meeting for college, tuitions, work, and the journey begins for many in this suburb. So this time, I have some station stories from people who were daily commuters of Andheri Station or just have been residents of Andheri.
Hi, my name is Aaron Montero and I've been living in Andheri for my entire life, I guess. So I've traveled from Andheri Station, from basically Andheri to Chandni Road, Andheri to Vasai, Andheri to Golovli. And yeah, most of these stations that fall in between, Naigaon and stuff like that. So I've traveled to basically everywhere from Andheri.
Hey, my name is Akshay and I have pretty much lived all my life in Andheri. Yeah, I was born and brought up here and I kind of like living in the heart of the city, you know. I mean, Andheri is right in the center of Mumbai and Andheri is not known for being gentle if you have no experience boarding or getting off a local train. I mean, it will not. People there are brutal. Like, tumko agar nahi aata hai chadne, to they will tell it to your face ki bhai nahi aata hai to mat chad. Kyu aata hai, kyu hai? And that is pretty much how it works in Mumbai, especially, you know, at stations like Andheri and Dadar. But yeah, Andheri has been a huge part of my life, and also best memory I have of Andheri is also kind of the worst and the funniest now that I think of it, because before all the metro and everything was here, there was no separate bridge nahi tha from where you can go to Andheri, west to east or east to west. So I thought it would be a pretty cool idea to, you know, like just walk across the station platform and then go. So there used to be this one TC who caught me thrice over the span of 2 weeks without a platform ticket. And I always used to beg him and plead him to tell him that I am not, boss, I'm not taking a train. I just want to go from east to west. That's it. Funny thing, twice he booked me. Like, I don't care. You will have to have a platform ticket. You pay. I paid. But then the third time he caught me, he himself started laughing. Saying, sir, aapko pata hai nahi ja sakte to kyun karte ho? So then I gave in and told him ki now you know I am just crossing from Andheri east to west, so just let me go. And the third time he actually let me go, saying, yaar tere se kya paise lunga, tu ja.
Hi, my name is Palak Mehra. I traveled from Andheri to Grand Road for almost a year. I have a very funny story. Well, as they say, you should never get onto Virar train. And by mistake, while I was coming back from Grand Road to Andheri, I got into Virar fast. And oh my God, it was like a suicide attempt. I was so terrified क्योंकि मैं वो ट्रेन में फर्स्ट टाइम जा रही थी और जब बांद्रा आया तो मैं निकली वहाँ से एंड आई कुडंट गेट आउट सो आई हैड टू गो ऑल द वे टू विरार एंड देन आई हैड टू कम बैक टू Andheri.
So the footfall of Andheri station on the basis of a survey conducted by the Western Railways was on an average 13 lakh passengers every day as of 2019. This jump is also because of the metro that came up in 2014. So commuters are switching trains from the Western Line to the metro to head towards the eastern suburbs of Mumbai City. So to understand a little bit more about the history of this connectivity, you know, imagine 13 lakh commuters every day. How did all this come into existence? So I speak to Rajendra Kelkar, the author of books like Pal Station India, India's Railway Man, and A Short History of the Indian Railways. He's also the transport editor at Midday Mumbai.
Andheri Station on the Western Railway, earlier called the Bombay Baroda and Central India Railway, BBNCIR, probably came up in the last decades of the 19th century. During field research of my first book, Hall Station India, The Dramatic Tales of Nation's First Lines, I discovered the old station building, which was in the west, now demolished, held the year 1902 etched in the stone building wall. But there are references of Andheri trains running prior to that too. For example, in 1900, the BBNCI railway timetable states that three local trains ran between Colaba and Andheri every day. The next important development regarding Andheri can be found in 1928, about three decades later. On January 5, 1928, the governor of Bombay, Sir Leslie Wilson, inaugurated the Colaba to Borivali Electric Railway. The era of steam trains was ending. This happened at Mahalakshmi Station in presence of 700 invitees, and the governor, Leslie Wilson, travelled on a train as a passenger all the way to Andheri Station. Andheri was also a part of the Central Salset Tramway that linked it to Trombay in northeast Mumbai in 1928. This standard gauge line, which steam engines passed through stations like Sahar and Chakala. It was dismantled in 1934 for the construction of the airport. Andheri then became a part of the Mumbai Metro in 2014, June 2014 to be precise, connecting it to Ghatkopar and Versova. And we'll now be a bigger hub with more metro lines merging here soon.
So Andheri station has definitely come a long, long way with changes in its infrastructure for the airport and then now the metro. But bahut sare logo ke liye, it is a comforting spot for food. Bahut kuch hai yahan pe. And I have a bunch of commuters who tell me all about their favorite food spots at the station and nearby.
One of the things that I always looked forward to at Andheri station platform, at the shops on the platform, was the Nimbu Soda, which was like the one thing I would just, you know, make time for anyhow, because it would freshen up my mood, it would freshen up my tiredness and the escape from the heat and stuff like that. So the Nimbu Soda was one thing that was very, very good.
Andheri, what would make it different? It now actually has three McDonald's, one in east and two in the west. Apparently, there was so much demand that same McDonald's had to open another branch right opposite the old one, just to like contain the amount of people that used to come there every day.
जो स्टेशन पे भेड़ पूड़ी मिलती है ना, आई यूज टू मेक श्योर कि मैं रोज खाऊं. सिर्फ 10 रुपए की होती है एंड इट इज सो फिलिंग, एंड आई ऑलवेज मेक श्योर कि मैं वो एक्स्ट्रा कच्चा आम होता है ना, वो थोड़ा ज्यादा डलवाऊं.
Station food, it was always McDonald's, and outside Churchgate station it was the Burger King, but outside Andheri station there are two McDonald's, and to give myself variety I would switch between the two McDonald's. Oh, and Mirwan's bakery, which my mom loved, so I would pop into Mirwan's to get her things.
I'm sure these stories and these recommendations would have brought back memories, and the truth is that you love it, you hate it, but you can't ignore Andheri station. Well, that was it from Andheri Station. Catch me for my next episode as I hop on to my agla station. Don't forget to write in with your station stories and what you probably miss about train commute. All you have to do is write to us at hey@curlytales.com. Stay tuned.